Begin the current daf, Mesechtes Zvachim, daf Yud Zayin. Begin on the second line down at the top of the Yomit, where the Gemara continues explaining the halacha of the previous mission, which opened up this parak discussing different types of categories that invalidate the carbon through the acts of service. And that the Mishnah said, Tvul Yom, someone who was tummy and immersed that day, he already did his immersion in the mikvah, but he's waiting for sundown, who is not purely tahar. If he does the avodah, he's going to be mechal, he's going to desecrate that service and make it possible. Says Gemara Manolo, where do we know this from? Says Gemara, the Tanakh learned the Braisa. Psemoyim, he says, remez le tful yoim, an allusion to the tful yoim, shem ava, that if he did this service in the Beis HaMikdash, chil, that he desecrates him, and nine, where do we know this from? So he says, Tamalayma, we learn from a pasuk that's in Parshas Emor, which is in the laws of Tumah, says, Kedoshim Yiyu, they should be holy, V'loyichalu, and they should not desecrate, kies, like the pasuk says over there, Kies Isha Hashem Lechem, because they're bringing the karbanos, where it's talking about desecrating the kachim, and it's talking about Tumah. Now, says Reb Simoah, Yim Eine In Le Tameh, if it's not teaching us anything regarding that a Tameh Kayin will invalidate the Avodah, Dinafik Mibi Yinazru, as we taught in the previous daf, we already know there's from a different pasuk, where it says that they should separate and not be Mechal, where we know that there's Chil. So that's the Talmudic dictum, which is in Eina Inyan. If you can't teach it for what it is, then Tanei Inyan Acher, you teach it something similar, which is Tanei Inyan Litvulyan, which would teach us a step down from a Tama, someone that already immersed in the mikvah, but he's not purely tar, yet did not have Harav Shemesh sundown, that he also, if he does the Avodah, will be Mechala. What did the Gemara ask? Ema Tanei Inyan, maybe say that you're right, it's not going to teach us regarding Tama, but it should teach us regarding Likariach Karcha, someone who makes a bald spot on his head, Ulamashkas Pazak, and someone that destroys with like a razor the corners of his beards, because that was what the parsha was continuing from. It said Lo Yikrachu Karcha, that they're not allowed to do these things over a person who died. And right after that it says Kedeshim Yiyu, and then it says Veloichalu. So why are you saying if it's not teaching regarding Tumah, we're teaching Tvul Yoim, teach it regarding what it was saying in the previous Pesukim regarding if a Kayan does this Karcha or his Mashkas Pazakan and does Davaida, then he's Michal Davaida. Says the Gemara, you cannot say Tineyu Inyan Likareach Karcha. Why? Because Tful Yoim Dim Avad, as the Gemara will prove, a Tful Yoim Dim Avad, that if he does the Avodah, so we're talking about two different things. We're talking about it in our Mishnah, where we're coming to explain, regarding that if he does the Avodah, he's Mechalit, he desecrates the Avodah, he makes it possible. But there's another halacha, if a Tful Yoim does the Avodah, B'misa B'nolan. Where do we know that if he does the Avodah, that he gets killed? That we learn out of Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Gimel Mabez, the Gomer Chilul Chilul Mitruma. We learn like Zerushav from the word Chil from Truma. Meaning, it says in this pasuk, when he does the Avodah, it says Chil. It says also by someone who's Tamei and Tful Yoim, when they eat Truma, it also says Chil. Like it says, Umesu Bei Kichalu, if someone that's not purely Tar eats Truma, he's going to die because he was Machal the Truma. Now, so we learn, just like over there, it's Misa, so to over here, when the Tful Yom does the Avodah, so he's also going to get Misa. So therefore, says the Gemara, since this Pasuk, it says Chil over here and says Chil over Truma, we're learning out of Gzer Shav from Truma. Now, we don't really know what Chil means. However, you cannot say that Tenei Le'inyan of Karcha, because obviously, if we're making Gzeir Shav regarding the parish of Truma, it's for only for those who are possible for Truma. Now, what we're learning from Truma over there is the death penalty. But ultimately, says the Gemara, if we're making Gzeir Shav to Truma, then it would make sense that only for those who are possible for Truma, like Tful Yoim and Tamei, they're the ones who are Truma over here, Chil, that if they do the Avodah, they're going to get killed, which is the Gzeir Shav. And moreover, so since we're Gomar Chil, Chil, and Truma, we say the following idea. The possible be truma, whoever's invalid to consume truma, which is a tful yoim, he's machal avaida. He is like it says in the possible lechalu. He desecrates the avaida. The like possible truma, if someone who is not invalid to partake of truma, a kohen who made a bald spot on his head, then like machal avaida. So he's not what the pasuk is told about here when it says v'loyichalu, because again, like we said, we make a gzeir shava of chiluchil to truma. And yeah, although that's teaching regarding the Chi of Misa, but we see the Pasuk is comparing the two of them, and therefore we're going to say also, Balechalu, what's the Pasuk talking about in comparison to whoever is Asr to Truma? And if he eats Truma, he'll get Misa. He roasts those who are Asr and Truma. Who is that? Not someone who's Karach, who makes a bold spot, and therefore he's not going to be what the Pasuk means, Balechalu. Rather, it's regarding its full Yahim, that's what the Pasuk talking about, Balechalu, that if he does the Avodah, he's Mechalit. And like we said, the lay possible truma is something that does not invalidate, it's not invalid truma like a karcha le machal avayda. Now the Gemara continues on this halacha, which we're talking about tful yayim. Amar Rabbi says, lamali the kasachmana, why does the Torah have to give a halachic source that's regarding tame, someone who's purely tama, utful yayim, which is a higher level of purification, someone who, which we just discussed and brought a source for that, if he immersed in the mikveh but didn't have sundown, umachusi gipurim, which we'll explain later on, that the Mishnah also mentioned, who, if he already, he's not tame anymore, he already had, he immersed in the mikveh, and even had, could be even that had sundown already, but he has to bring a carbon the next day, like azav, metzarah, certain, yeledis, to certain types of tomas that need to have a carbon, an atonement the next day, and is machusi gipurim, that we're saying that all these three, the Torah tells us, as we have sources for them, that they're mechal d'avayda. Why do we need to teach all three? They all seem to be in the same category of tumma. Now, as Rashi points out, Rabbi's question was not regarding tumma itself. Because if the Torah would not have written a source for a kohen that's tummy, that is mechal d'avayda, we would not have known any one of the other ones that they're mechal d'avayda. Because tful yoyim, as we just brought before, where do we know? We only know it from what's called im in l'tummy. As we said, it's really from the pasuk of tumah that we say it's not necessary because we already know tumah from vayinazru, so that's how we know regarding tful yom. But if it didn't say tumah by vayinazru, we would have said this pasuk we just brought from kedushim yu. We would have said it's by the one that it's said by, which is regarding tumah, not by tful yom. And so to mechusi gipurim, it also doesn't say chil by it itself. It's only because it's called tumah, as we'll teach later on. So Rabbi, when he had this question, was only regarding why do we need to teach regarding Tful Yom and Mechusi Kippurim, just say the halacha regarding a Tamei Kain. So that says the Gemara Tzrichi, the necessary. Dikas Rechman, the Tamei, had we only said, which that's the one we said is integral, that always has to say, only regarding a Kain that's purely Tamei, so I would say, yeah, that's very stringent, and therefore if he does the Avaydi's Mechalit, she came with Tamei. A Tamei person makes other things Tamei. It's very severe. Maybe there, he's Mechal in contrast to Tful Yom and Mechusi Kippurim. And if we had only said b'tful yoyim, meaning tamei and tful yoyim, so mechusi kippurim liyasam, we would not have known someone was lacking atonement that if he does the avodah mechalad, shekin pasul b'truma, because tful yoyim is more stringent that he's not able to partake of truma. In contrast, mechusi kippurim already had sundown, could partake of truma, so maybe he wouldn't be mechal d'avodah. And had we said only with tamei and b'mechusi kippurim would lack atonement, Tful Yom lo asimene, then we would not have known Tful Yom, shekem mechusa maisa, because ultimately we could say mechusa gipurim is more stringent because he's lacking an action, which is to bring a carbon. In contrast, by Tful Yom, who's not lacking any action like bringing a carbon, and the thing that he's waiting for sundown happens by itself, so we would think that's a leniency, and maybe we would say that Tful Yom actually would not be mechal d'aveda. Now, as we said before, regarding the Tamei, you can't say that you would not know from Mechusi Kippurim because a Tamei person is also lacking in action, which is immersion in the mikveh. And moreover, like we said, we're not asking the question regarding Tamei from the fact that we don't say at the end, oh, don't say Tamei and we'll know it from the other two, because then there wouldn't have been any response. But rather, like the Gemara continues and it wants to know regarding Mechusi Kippurim and Tful Yom, so good, you can't learn out one from the other, but as the Gemara asks, Mechadu Le'asi, one from the other one you can't learn. But Tesi Chad Mitarti, but learn out one. There's three that we're mentioning: Tamei, Tful Yom, Mechusi Kippurim. So we can learn out, let's say, Tful Yom from Mechusi Kippurim, or Mechusi Kippurim from Tful Yom, or Tful Yom from Tamei. But let one of them be learned out from the other two. So the Gemara answers no, because Bahaila Lichta Rachmana, which one should the Torah not have written? Loi Lichta B'Mechusi Kippurim V'Teisim Hanach. If you say, oh, don't say Mechusi Kippurim, and you learn out from the other two, from Tful Yom and Tamei, you can't. Because Malahanach, what do we find the stringency that they have, and maybe that's why they're Mechal D'Avayda, Shekim Pesuam B'Truma. A Tamei and a Tfoyam are invalid to partake of a Truma until sundown. Mechusi Kippurim already had sundown, although he didn't have his covenant for the next day, is permitted to partake of a Truma. So Elo, rather, what are you going to say? Loi Lichta Rachmana B'Tfoyam V'Teis Malach. No, say Tamei in the Torah and Mechusi Kippurim, and don't say Tfoyam, and you learn it from those two, and because Demai Parchas, what would you refute and say you can't learn out? Because you'd say, no. No, you can't learn out Tful Yom from those two. Because those two are more stringent than Tful Yom because they're both lacking in action. Tamei has to go immerse in the mikveh, and Mechusi Kippurim has to still bring a carbon. Contrast to Tful Yom doesn't have to. Maybe you would say, oh, that's why you can't learn out from the Tzad HaShava. And that the Gemara's question says no. Saif Klishala Tumasin. At the end of the day, the Tuma of Mechusi Kippurim is lower down than the Tful Yom because he already is one step closer. He already had sundown. So therefore, you can't ask anymore and say, "Whoa, you can't learn out," because the tzad hashava of the ban is that they're more stringent, that they're lacking actions, a conscious of tefillah yom, because as the way Rashi explains it, is because one of those two of mechusa kippurim is also like it's not lacking in action, because although it is, but since its tumah is so much lower than that of tefillah yom, we don't consider it more severe than Tefillah Yom, and therefore that's the question. Why can you learn that Tefillah Yom from Mechusa Kippurim and Tameh, although those two are lacking action, but the lacking action of Mechusa Kippurim doesn't make it so severe. It's almost like as if it's not lacking in action because it's so much more pure already than Tefillah Yom. That makes Tefillah Yom more severe, and therefore it should be able to be learned out from the common denominator of Mechusa Kippurim and Tameh. There's some more answers on as we continue to Medbeis. No. Ksavar, Rabbah, who expounded this teaching to say that all three were necessary, he holds, and therefore it's not difficult, why do we learn a Tefillah Yom from Mechusa Kippurim and Tameh? Because he holds Mechusa Kippurim de Zav, let's say the example that's being picked over here, or Zav, but really applies just as well to Mitzayra, is when a Zav, who had a seminal, had an emission who from his male member and has to have go through a purification process, at the end, he has to not just have immersion in the mikveh and sundown, he has to also have bring a carbon the next day. When he's lacking atonement, kizav dami. We consider him, regarding the laws of kachim, as if he had nothing that had permitted him, as if he didn't even immerse in the mikveh yet. Like a full-fledged zav. And if he would eat kachim, he'd be chayiv karis. If he would touch something, he would make it tameh that it should go through the count of making it rishon and tarsheni. So therefore, what the Gemara answers, no, the tumah of a mechusa kippurim, according to Rabbah, in regards to the laws of kachim, has not been diminished in tumah at all. So therefore, you cannot learn out. The whole reason why we're saying that there's no mahatzad, that they're more stringent mechusa kippurim and tameh, that we're saying they're mechusa meisen, tefillah yom is not, is because we wanted to say, but still, tefillah yom is still more stringent. You could be able to learn it out, that it's for sure should be mechal avodah from mechusa kippurim, because mechusa kippurim is such a lower level of tumah, because it already had sundown. And that's the thing more, no. Since he's lacking his atonement, it's like as if nothing was done yet, as if he didn't even have immersion in the mikveh yet. And therefore, it's still more chomer than Tefillah Yom, and it also has Mechusa Maisa, therefore you can't learn out from it. Now, however, the Gemara wants to say that this concept that we said from Rabbah, Mechusa Kippurim Dezav, Kezav Dami, is Tanoi. The Gemara wants to say it's a Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanoim learned the Braisa. Sarafa, and it's referring to a Parah Aduma, the red heifer, which has to be burnt. They use the ashes together with water to sprinkle on the Tamei person who came in contact with a dead person. So, says the Braisa, if Sarafa, if the one who burnt the Parah Aduma was an Einin u'mechusa kippurim, someone who had lost his relative that day, or someone who's lacking atonement, like, let's say, a Zav, who already had immersed and had sundown but didn't bring his carbon yet, says the Tanakhama Kshera, it's going to be valid. Because although we said in our Mishnah that Einin, mechusa kippurim, these are all possible to avaydis, but the Parah Aduma was not what's called Kachim Mizbeach, which is where the psulim of Einin and Mechusa Kippurim were said by, it's what's called Kachet Bet Gabayis. It's not done in the Azar, it's done on the Har Zeisim, and therefore, there's not going to be a psul of Einin and Mechusa Kippurim. Now, Yesuf Bavli Yemi, he disagrees. He says, Einin Ksher, yeah, an Einin will be Kasher, but Mechusa Kippurim psula, but if he's lacking atonement, he's going to be Pasul. Explains the Gemara, my Labo Kamefli isn't what they're disagreeing about, is this principle of Rabbah. Mar Savar, Yesuf Bavli held Mechusa Kippurim Dezav, Kizav Dami. Since he's lacking atonement, although he had tefillah and he had Tehar B'Shemesh, he's like a full-fledged Zav. Hence, he's like, quote, a Tameh person. And the Pasuk says, who has to do the burning of the Parah Aduma? It's an Ishtar. And he can't be called an Ishtar. But a Mar Sabbatan, the Kamahel, Lav Kazav Dami. It's not like a Zav. What do you mean? He's like a Tefillah Yom at least. Because he not only had immersion in the mikveh, which makes him into a Tefillah Yom, who's immersed for that day, but he could have even had sundown. And the Gemara tells us elsewhere that a Tefillah Yom is kosher to do the burning of the Parah Aduma. So therefore, that's what Tanna Kamma said, Mechusa Kippurim could also, because he's for sure Tefillah Yom. Says Gemara, lo, no. The Kuli Alma Kizav Dami, we could really say that everyone agrees to Rabbah, that he's like a Zav. And therefore, regarding other Kachim, where a Tefillah Yom is Aser, so then a Mechusa Kippurim of Zav, which is more severe than the Tefillah Yom of other Tumas, where they don't need atonement and he needs atonement, for sure it would be problematic. But V'hach over here, by the Parah Aduma, B'hach Kamifka, what they're disagreeing about is the Chsiv. Pasuk says in Bamidbar, V'hi Zahatar, that the pure one will sprinkle, as the Pasuk says, Allah Tameh, and the one who's Tameh. Now, when it says Hatohar, Mechlal Shu Tamei. Sounds like that he's still partially Tamei, but yet partially Tahar. Because these words, Behizatar, is superfluous. Because the Pasuk said previously that he should take the Ezaiv, the type of the herb, dip it into water. And who should do this? It says in the Pasuk, Ishtar, pure person. So it should have just said, not Vehiza Hatar al Tamei. It should have just said Vehiza al Hatamei, because we know already mentioned it has to be Hatar. Limid says the Gemara, what this teaches is al Tful Yoim Shakasha Bapara. Teaches that a Tful Yoim is still going to be Kasha by Para. Where, although Tful Yoim, like we're saying, we're going to Kacha Mizbech, is possible, but since we're calling him a minimal Tahar, we find that a Tful Yoim is called Tar at least in element of, let's say, Meiser. Like the Pasuk says, regarding Meiser, a Tamei person cannot partake of it. But the Pasuk says, V'rochetz b'mayim v'tar. Just by bathing in the water, by immersing, he's already tar. In contrast to, let's say, Truma, that needs to have sundown, Kachem, that needs the Kapara. So that's why the Paraduma is different, because the Pasuk explicitly comes to include a Tful Yoim. Now, so what's the Machlikas regarding Machos HaKippurim? Not if Kizav Dami. It's definitely Kizav Dami. But Mar Savar, the Tanakama held, this Tful Yoim that the Pasuk says is kasher to do the Avodah, although he's generally not kasher to do it by regular Kachem Mizbeach, is going on the Tful Yoim of a Tumma, the Chalatar Kula. Whatever the Tumma that he had, that he immersed himself, if he's immersed himself that day, he's a Tful Yoim, and he's kasher to do the Avodah, the Paraduma. So therefore, that would also include a Tful Yoim of a Zav, who, even though he's Mechus HaKippurim, but he's at least a Tful Yoim. Umar Sava, but Yisva Bavli held, no, the Tumma Dahach Parsha, it's only the Tumma of that Parsha. What's it talking about? What is a Paraduma coming to purify a person? From a person that became Tumma from a mess. So, it's regarding it, if the Kayin, who's a Tful Yoim, from Tumma's mess, that's where the Torah permits that Kayin to do the Avodah by a Paraduma. So, Hukach, therefore, Einin Utful Yoim, regarding an Einin and a Tful Yoim, or like of other tumas, like of Maga and Masa, for example, the tummy sherets, the kili. If someone, let's say, kind became tummy from touching a sherets, which is even more lenient than that of becoming tummy from a mess. So also b'kavochaimim b'tful yom the mess. They're learned from b'kavochaimim from tumas mess, where if we're saying that it's full yom of mess, who someone who became contact or a dead person is tummy for 7 days, still he's a tful yom, he's kosher. So tful yom of a tumma that's only for one night, like a sherets. For sure, Kavu Chaimer, that such a Tful Yom would be kasher do the Avodah by Paraduma. Ava Mechus HaKippurim Dezav Dechamer, but that's where Yosef HaBavli comes to disagree in regards to Mechus HaKippurim of Zav, which is more stringent than just a Tumas Mess. Why? They both have 7 days. Shekin Tumma Yoytelav Megufay. By Zav, the Tumma is not external coming onto him, it's coming out of his body itself. There, it's more stringent than mess. They're lying. There, you cannot learn it out from the heter, from the permissibility of Tful Yoim by the Paraduma. And that's why it's going to be us, and not because the principle of Kizav Dami. Based on that principle alone, everyone would agree that it would be forbidden. But we're not talking about Kachem Mizbeach. We're talking about Kachem by the Gavayas, where there's a permissibility of having even Tful Yoim. So then the question is then Mechus HaKippurim going to be similar to Tful Yoim? That depends what's the context of the permissibility of the Tumas Mess, of the Tumma that we allow at Tful Yoim. Tanakhama holds as all Tumas. All Tumas of your Tful Yoim. So Azav, even if it's Mechus HaKippurim, is already Tful Yoim. So he'd be permitted. But Yisrael Babli learns that no, it's only similar to the Tumma that is Tumma of there, of the Paraduma, what it's Metar for, which is Mess. That's what we permit that Kayin. So other Tumas that are lower than Mess will be included in the permissibility, but Zav, which is Mochama, because it comes out of his body, that's not going to be included. So therefore, everyone that could agree to Rabbah, the Mechus HaKippurim, the Zav, Kizav Dami, and again, that's why we said you have to have, for the Halacha, to be Mechal Davoida by Tumay and by Tful Yoim and Mechus HaKippurim, because you cannot learn out Tful Yoim from Mechus HaKippurim, which is like a Zav, or whatever the Tumah is, and therefore it is Muhammad that it's Mechus HaMaisa, like Tumah. But what they're disagreeing about in this Braisa is regarding a different halacha regarding the context of the permissibility of a Tful Yoim by the Paraduma. Now the Gemara continues with the halacha of the Mishnah, Mechus HaBegadim. It said if a Kohen is lacking his Kohanic vestments, his garments, then he's going to be Mechal HaVeida. So the Gemara, where do we know this from? So Amar Abavo, Amar Biyech. Now he says, and Umatuba, some say it from Meshmed Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. The pasuk says in Shemais, "V'chagarta oisim avnet." Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, "You should girdle them with a belt, Aaron of Anav, Aaron and his sons, v'chavash lemegbois, and you should put them on these hats, v'hais lehem, and it should be for them." What, this wearing of the clothing, kahuna a status of kuna luchukas eilam, everlasting statute. What that teaches is bezman shebigdeim aleim, when their garments are on them, kuhunasim aleim, then their kuhuna is on them. In bigdeim aleim, if their garments are not on them, in kuhunasim aleim, then their kuhuna is not on them. Meaning, what we see is that obviously their kuhuna, that status, is contingent on their garments, and if not, they're like nakahan, they're like zarim, like foreigners. And by a zar, we already taught that we know he's Mechal Davaida, and therefore he's not wearing his garments like a Zara, and therefore he's Mechal Davaida. Now that the Gemara asks, V'ham ha'cha nafke, did we really learn the out from this pasuk that we just brought as the source? Ma'asim nafke, we learn from somewhere else. It's not like learning the Braisa. Minayin l'shtu yayin. First the Braisa starts out with Halacha. From where do we know someone who's intoxicated with wine? Sham ava that if he does Davaida, chil that he desecrated. Says the Braisa. Tamalayma, because we learn the pasuk of a Yukar, it says, yayin v'shecher al teish v'garmet. Do not drink wine or hard liquor. Don't drink these things, and begrim, etc. And the next pasuk continues, because ulahav will separate bein ha-kodesh and bein ha-chol, between what's holy and what's profane. Meaning an avoda that you do in an intoxicated state is called choil, is chil. So that's how we know he's mechal d'avoda. Continues the Braisa, mechus begadim, someone who's, the kohen is lacking garments, or v'shaloi rocha tzidayim raglam, if he didn't wash his hands and his feet from the kir, minayin, how do we know he's mechal d'avoda? Continues the Gemara on top of Yud Chesam and Av, Tamalem Achug Achug L'Gzeir Shavu. We have a Gzeir Shavu. By Shtu Yayin it says Chug Kesaylam. By Mechus Begadim it says Kun L'Chug Kesaylam. By not washing the hands and the feet it says V'Hoysel B'Chug Kesaylam. So there from the Gzeir Shavu, that's how we know that by them it's they're also Mechal Davoida. So that's the source. It's a Gzeir Shavu from Shtu Yayin. Not from like we brought before from Kun Asim Aleim. Says the Gemara, no. Ime Hasam, if we only had the Gzeir Shavu from Shtu Yayin, Havamina, I would have said, Hanamili, when do we say that by like Mechus Begadim, that is Mechal Davaida, that's only an Avaida, the Zarchayv Aleha Misa, that's only a type of service that if a non-Kohen did it, he'd be liable for the death. Meaning, because in that Pasuk, by Shtu Yayin, it says, Bavayachim El El Maid, because when you come into the El Maid, to the Mishkan, V'leisim Musa, you shouldn't die. What that teaches is we're told in Avaida that there would be a Chayv Misa for those who are apostle, which is like someone who drank wine or someone who was a czar. Now, that only includes four types of avodas: spraying, sacrificing, pouring of wine, or of water. As the Gemara teaches in Masechtas Yumin of Chavdal Med Aleph, we know from the pasuk Vavadetem, which the word Avadetem both means avodas matana, which that's where Bahazar carve yumas, which that means to say only when you're putting something on, not taking something off the Mizbech. And also Vavadetem comes to teach avodatama, which is, it's the conclusion of the act of the service, and not something that has after it another part in the sequence. Like Kabbalah, Halacha, Kmitzah, they're not the end, they're only processes towards the end goal. Now, all Chayiv HaMisis regarding the Psuli Avodah, we learn out from Zaris, as the Gemara teaches in the last paragraph of Kofi Yud Beis and Beis. So therefore, we would say, only things that a Zar would be Chayiv Misa, like it talks about Misa there in the Pasuk by Shtu Yayin, and that's where we're comparing the Gzeir Shabbat Chukka Chukka, that's where a Mechusa Begadim would be Mechal Davaida. Avla Vaida Dein Zar Chayiv Ala Misa Im Aloi, but regarding a type of service that a Zar, if he did it, would not be Chayiv Misa, then I wouldn't say that a Mechusa Begadim would be Mechal Davaida. Kamash Malan, that's why you have to have the other Pasuk, Voislam L'Chukas L'Kunas Aylam, where that pasuk is, as we just said before, equating the kahanim when he's not wearing his garments to be a zar, and by a zar we find that he's mechal, and by a zar's chilul, as we taught in the previous daf, there it doesn't differentiate that he's only mechal regarding something that he has chayiv misa or not. So that's why we needed the other pasuk, because we only had two yayin, then we would think it's only by an avayda that the zar chayiv alei misa, which only has four types of avaydas. Here we know now it's regarding all the other avodas. If he does the avodah, there's mechalad if he's doing it with mechus begadim, lacking his kahana garments.